Enfoque es 100% oral. Podrás elegir entre una o dos clases semanales de 2 horas, 2 horas y media o 3 horas en horario de mañana o tarde, siendo compatibles con cualquier horario laboral. 3 meses de formación continua donde el alumno irá mejorando el nivel de forma progresiva y constante. Llama ya, infórmate en el 91-133-5833. Comienza bien el año con nuestros trimestrales. 91-133-5833. Personaliza tu horario y elige las clases que mejor se ajusten a tus necesidades. Porque aprenderás con nuestro método, aprenderás inglés en un ambiente dinámico y estimulante, aprovechando al máximo el tiempo. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. Contamos con los mejores profesores de inglés del mercado, seleccionados mediante un riguroso proceso de formación que solo superan los mejores capacitados. Un método exigente y eficaz. Cursos Vaughan. Llama al 911-335833. 911-335833.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for the show with no name, and I am psyched, mentalizado. I am psyched to be here with you today and, well, really every day. It's a pleasure to join you here on Vaughan Radio and on all of Vaughan's channels, including Vaughan's Instagram. So remember, if you want to watch the show, if you want to participate in real time, then all you have to do is go over to Instagram, Grupo_Vaughan, and you can participate on this show. You can participate with my buddy Kyle, with Fitz, and of course you'll get so many different concepts, mini lessons in English, píldoras as you call them, bites, if you're following us. Why? Well, that's our thing. That's what we do. We teach English. So what are our posts? Well, our posts are all based on English content. So if you're not doing that, that's a great way that is, it's almost passive because, okay, following or liking a page is not really proactive. You know, it's a really easy way. I remember a podcaster once said it. He said the subscribe or the follow button, that's for lazy people like me. Like, I don't want to, I love aviation. My favorite aviation podcast is called Av Talk. And every Friday, it comes out every Friday, and I could do two things. I could go through Apple Podcasts where I listen to them and I can search for it every Friday, or I can just get a little notification because you've got a new episode of Av Talk. And if you guys are like me, when you get a new episode of something you love, I get that giddy feeling. And no, I don't mean giddy like you call us American people. I mean giddy, G-I-D-D-Y. Suena igual. De hecho, yo pensaba al principio que me estabais llamando giddy. And in English, giddy is mareado. Pero también es atolondrado. It's somebody who's frivolous. Like, and yeah, okay, I can be giddy sometimes. But if you get me around stuff that I love, such as aviation, I get excited. So that's what I'm trying to say. Get excited about those new posts. Get excited about the new episodes. I know you do, because those are just, little English classes, just waiting to be discovered. And as I said, one of the greatest things about Vaughan Radio is that you've got variety. You've got so many different teachers, so many different accents. And it's all free. It's all on the house. Somebody's paying for it. But you guys, all you have to do is download the Vaughan Radio app. Again, if you're podcast listeners like me, then wherever you listen to podcasts, you can subscribe. And this way, you'll never, ever miss a show. A quick, just wanted to let you guys know, too, this is my last show. But not my last show ever. Calm down. No, let me finish. This will be my last show, and then I'm taking 2 weeks off, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. So it's no big deal. This is not goodbye. My mother is coming from the United States this weekend, and I wanted to take time off to be with her and to be with my daughter and be with them together. So I'm looking forward to this special time. As many of you know too, I just went under the knife. Acabo de someterme a cirugía también. So it'll be really nice to recover with my mother, of course, my wife. And we have so much to celebrate since this past year. Nobody could get together. No podíamos juntarnos. And speaking of celebrations, today is another. So see, this is why I've got a big smile on my face. I feel so lucky. Today is my fifth wedding anniversary. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. That's right. Well, we didn't get married in a chapel, pero me encanta la canción, right? But my wife and I, 5 years ago, we tied the knot today. And thank you. Many of you who are here right now were a part of that day thanks to social media. I mean, you weren't invited to the party because, well, we all know weddings can be very costly and sometimes the more the merrier. Esta filosofía de cuanto más mejor in weddings. No, it doesn't apply to everything in life. When it's 200 euros a plate, you're like, how much do we really like those people? Or how, obviously it's not a question of how much you like somebody, but I'm joking, but really it's a question of, you know, your closest family and friends, not just every Tom, Dick, and Harry. ¿Conocéis este? Cualquier, how do you say it? No, hay una palabra. Cualquier, lo decís, fulanito. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry. Apúntate esa. So 5 years ago, we tied the knot. Are we happily married? Yes. Are we tired? Yes. The good news is not of each other. We're tired because, well, it's been a tough year. Our daughter is energetic. I wonder why. She looks at me like, this is your fault. No, but we love it. My daughter's nonstop. She's just a ball of energy and she wants to learn. And so I feel like, not only have my wife and I, you know, been married and our love has grown, but we're now sharing our love with another creature as well that we created. Creature. Y es la palabra adecuada. Es una criatura. So thank you very much. A lot of you are saying congrats, congratulations. I really appreciate that. Hey, 5 years, it's an achievement. Es un logro. Nowadays, hoy en día, especially in Hollywood, right? What's the, how long does the average marriage in Hollywood last? 20 minutes? No, I'm saying average. Okay, so you'll get some couples. I think Tom Hanks and his wife have been together for ages. But even look at Dr. Gates. I call him Dr. Gates because it seems like he's a doctor, or at least that's the way he's selling himself. I don't know if he went to med school, but Dr. Gates. And nobody thought Dr. Gates and his wife, Melinda, would get divorced. And look at that. So I think the philosophy is one that I'll take from our ancestors, the generations that came before us. And they did something, you know, when something wasn't working or there was a little thing, they would fix it. A radio, you know, that radio that your grandfather had for decades and his father gave it to him, that. And now the mentality in general is consume, consume, replace, consume, innovate, new. You think about the iPhone. So many people are like, I have the iPhone 12. Well, I like iPhone because I use Apple in general, but I have the iPhone 10. I've had it for 4 years. So I don't feel the need. I feel like if it isn't broken, A, don't fix it. And B, if there are things, because things crack, things happen, you have to deal with it or else your house, your foundation will fall. And I think that you can apply that to everything in life. And I think the best way is communication. And that brings it to what we're here to do today. We're here not just to learn English, we're here to be better communicators, my amigos. And I hope that's one thing that you take. I hope also that, I know that you guys take positivity and you give positivity to each other. And I think that's beautiful too. So thank you so much for not just being a part of my English classes, being a part of my community, our community, I should say, Vaughn Radio as well. But thanks for being a part of my life and 5 years. So we're going to celebrate. We're going to have lunch together. We're leaving Lara with Grandma. Well, no, let's not mix things up. Grandma is my mom and abuela. Vamos a ver las cosas como son. Born to Iron Man says the average marriage in the United States lasts 8 years. This is the average time from marriage to divorce. Information provided by Uncle Google. Yeah, but Born to Iron Man, I said, that's crazy, by the way, but I said L.A., and I guarantee in L.A., Los Angeles County, you know, with celebrities and all that, I guarantee it's like a year or two. Hey, that's what it seems like, at least. So thank you so much, everybody, for being a part of it. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to go easy on you today. No significa que no te voy a dar caña. I mean, I'm your English teacher. I got to make sure that you guys are on your toes, espabilados. So why don't we do a little thing we do when we kick off? And this is, a very important part of the show because it is the kickoff, el arranque. So are you guys ready? Hold on to your hats because it's time for Liftoff.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff. 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hat. And get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time. On Vaughn Radio. It's a show with no name. On Vaughn Radio.
That's the ticket. Ahora sí, that's the ticket. Esa es un poco anticuada, pero siempre podemos decir, now we're talking, or that's more like it. Now you're talking, or now we're, ahora estamos hablando. This is a very, apúntate esta, porque es muy nativa. Entonces alguien dice, ¿te apetece comer una ensalada o...? Mejor pizza. Now we're talking. Now you're talking my language. So these are very common expressions that I think in Spanish, I mean, you have your equivalent. Maybe all over the world, it's like, you know what? Now that you said that, I'm in. But usually it's just like two or three words together, a little mini. Now you're talking. Antiguamente era más, that's the ticket. Pero yo creo que ahora no se dice tanto eso. So like now you're talking, that's more like it. Esa es universal. That's, ahora sí. Sí. Hay que poner la N. That's more like it. Ahora sí. All right. Well, guys, we've got so much to do. I'm excited to have you all with us wherever you're tuned in, whether you're tuned in on Instagram. If you're not tuned in now, you can watch the show and participate. You can listen on Vaughn Radio. You can download the podcasts. And of course, I think one of the easiest ways is to download the Vaughn Radio app. And then you have access to all our amazing programs, including Kyle Miller's Drive Time, Tash Pasqua's Back to Basics, also Fitz and his program No Excuses, and the master himself, Richard Vaughn, every morning. And don't forget, too, just a quick reminder, guys, the Vaughn Tienda, chock full of, repleto de, chock full of amazing resources to help you not only learn English, but really get it and get hooked on it. Because if you get hooked on it, if you get hooked on learning, That's a really good addiction. You know, it's a really healthy addiction, possibly one of the healthiest ones you can get. So get hooked on learning. Si alguien no ha acuñado eso todavía, pues vamos a hacerlo aquí mismo. Get hooked on learning. Engánchate a el aprendizaje, I think would be the translation in Spanish. So wherever you tune in, guys, make sure you participate in all our different sections. I've made these sections participative on purpose. So, sin querer, esa, eh? Well, I think more peas. It's time for our pop quiz. That's right, my amigos. It is our pop quiz only on the show with no name. And as always, our pop quiz is where we see if you're following me, if you're following Vaughn on social media, and you're getting all the content that we put out every single day. And if you are, there's no way that you are not going to learn English because you're exposed to it every day. And as I always tell my students, exposure is the key. The rest comes. I mean, you have to make an effort, but exposure, be exposed to it every day. You'll get it. Even Chinese, German, whatever it is. Expose yourself to it every day. Reading, writing, listening, speaking. You're going to get it sooner or later. Depends on each person how long, depends on how much time and effort you put into it. I think kind of like anything in life. All right, so my amigos, today's pop quiz is about a post that I put out this morning. I put it out on all my social media channels, and it's announcing this week's episode of FYI. Now, if you guys didn't know it, it's because you're not following the episode, because it came out already, and the episode is on the legendary musical, the movie. Well, it was a musical before a movie, a play. So technically, people say it's a great movie. Well, it was a play before, and it's one of the most popular plays in high schools in the United States. And I think it's because the rights or the royalties, the rights are cheaper or pretty accessible. But I tell you all about that in the episode. But what I thought is maybe you guys would like to hear, if you haven't heard it yet, pardon me if you've heard it, the intro, because you guys know me. I like to teach, I like to learn, and I like to play. So here is the intro I put together. I hope you guys like it. Again, if you've heard it, well, then sing along. If you haven't, well, I hope you like it. This is our little foray. Foray is incursión. Great word. Our little foray into Greece. Give it a listen.
Learning English happens so fast. Learning English, having a blast.
Boom, boom. All right, I won't play the whole thing because it's a lot. It's about 28 minutes or something, the episode, but listen to it. Remember, For Your English, wherever you get your Vaughn podcasts, you'll be able to listen to that as well. And if you hit the follow button, well, it's just going to be easier to know when there's a new episode. In this case, every week. And in the case of the show with no name, every day. Whoa! All right, so in the intro, I said, it's so much more. You know I love my alliteration. Sabéis que me encanta poner mis palabras que suenan iguales. No, pa, 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 pa. Bueno, sin querer lo hago ya. I wanted to be a rapper, guys. I'm a failed rapper. It's so much more than a merely a movie or a musical. Mom, mom. I don't know if you guys notice how many M's are in there. So it's so much more than merely a movie or a musical. It's a massive movement. 7 M's. Guinness, where are you, Guinness? A rite of passage, un rito. right? And when they say passage, they mean of being from childhood into adulthood, no? Un rito. I think of tribes, hasta tribus, pero a rite of passage is communion, you know, depending on what society you live in. So I said, it's a rite of passage, a classic account es recuento, of crazy kids. Cuidado con los sonidos teca. Crazy kids. So, a classic, la palabra que estamos buscando empieza con C también. So, a classic account of crazy kids, their crushes, sus enamoramientos, right? And their cars. Cinco. Bueno, seis. So, I'm telling you, man, maybe if I put a beat to it. It's so much more than merely a movie or muse. Okay, never mind. I said I'm a failed rapper. Their crushes and their cars. I said, rev your engines. We will rediscover. Rev your engines. We'll rediscover this timeless teenage tale. Timeless es de todos los tiempos. No vale para todas generaciones. Teenage, de adolescencia, un poco, ¿no? De 13 a 18. And a tale es un cuento. Another way of saying a story. Pero claro, no podía usar story si usé timeless teenage. Tenía que ir con tale. Timeless teenage tale. Ta, 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 ta. As we get to know Greece. On this week's episode of FYI. So, I left out a word. Como siempre, omití una palabra. Now, in Spanish, it says here, madurar. Llegar a la mayoría de edad. Hacerse hombre, hacerse mujer. I want you to use that adjective that I left out. So I left it out. Do you remember what it was? Did you hear it? Let's take a look here. It's not an easy one. I'm going to warn you now. Empieza con una C. Y quiero que lo uses en contexto, como siempre. I'm not interested in you just telling me the word. Porque si la palabra es patata, me parece muy bien. Pero si quiero saber que sabes usar la patata en contexto. Be the potato. Born to Iron Man says, Greece marked a coming of age of musicals. Wow. Una maduración, un desarrollo. So to come of age, también madurar, right? It's to come of age, venir a la edad. It's a beautiful idea. I love it. They talk about movies that way. ¿Conocéis Boyhood? La película esta, es buenísima. It's a coming of age, a story, a coming of age, se puede usar como adjetivo o como sustantivo, right? He comes of age, verbo en este caso. So, but the collocation is to come of age, right? So it's a come of age story. It's una historia de alguien, de niños, de jóvenes, haciéndose maduros, haciéndose adultos. So great. And in more of the figurative sense, what you said is madurar, right? So the example they use there, has blogging finally come of age? No, ser bloguero ha madurado, se ha desarrollado a ese punto, se ha hecho adulto. That's the concept, okay? And think about how many classic American tales. I say American because I don't know too many other genres, but in movies are coming of age, about young people finding out what it's like to be adults. I'm sure you can think of hundreds of these, but Greece is the classic coming of age account of this, okay? Let's see, Danny Zuko, Kubla says, came of age dancing to Grease Lightning and Summer Nights. There you go. Maduro bailando a esto. Excellent. Leonardo says, after listening to the Grease podcast, I am dying to watch the movie this weekend, grabbing a beer or a glass of wine, having some pizza, and having a barbecue comfortably wearing my blue jeans. And Leonardo, I see what you did there. You are a genius, buddy. ¿Cuántos capítulos mencionaste de FYI? Beer, pizza. Bueno, se nota que la persona que el productor es un gocho, como dice mi mujer. Yeah, you caught me. Beer, pizza. Pero, Leonardo, you're in. te apuntas, ¿no? So, perfect. Gochos of the world, unite. Debbie says, we used to celebrate a big party when a youth comes of age. We used to. Ya no lo hacéis. Or we usually, Debbie. No sé. Pregunto, excuse me. So we used to es ya no lo hacemos. But we usually creo que es lo que quieres decir. Of course, how many different traditions are there when people come of age? You got your communion, your confirmation, and not just religious ones. Your first car, son. Your first beer, whatever. There are these traditions, depending on the culture. Okay, I imagine in some tribes it's you killed your first buffalo. You know, who knows? But that's the idea. It's this, what we said before, this rite of passage too. So I love talking about these terms together. Leonardo says, I think I have to quit listening to FYI for a while. No, you don't have to quit. As I said before, it's a healthy addiction. The show with no name, Vaughn Radio, learning is a healthy addiction, right? J.M. Hermosilla says, our coming of age account begins at 14. There you go, J.M. Hermosilla. Let's see. Lemura says, confronting his reality was his coming of age. Although he was 45, it's mejor, it's never too late, en vez de never is too late. Pero muy bien, Lemura, porque es una frase que deberíamos saber todos. It's never too late. It's now or never. I love you so. So coming of age. Can you think of your own examples? These were great examples. You guys did. You know what? Let's give them a nice round of applause over here because you guys did a fantastic job. Periods, capital letters, make sense. I'm not asking for too much here. Pido mucho. Decidme, eh? Let me know. I want to be a nice teacher, but I don't want to be a pushover. Ooh, palabrón. Un pringao. I let my students, piénsalo, dejo que mis alumnos, they push me over, me derrumban, right? So you're always looking for that as a father too, with my daughter. I want to be the nice dad, but I want to let her know when daddy says don't touch something, it means don't touch something. Because I know I'm trying to protect you, you know. So same thing with English, guys. I'm trying to be that fun teacher, but sometimes I got to play the teacher role and make sure you guys are, you know, paying attention to those little details. And as we always say here on the show, those little details make the whole thing. Think about the show with no name. What is the show with no name? It's a lot of different sections coming together, a lot of different people coming together to learn English, to have some fun. And you put that all together and you got yourself a party, my amigos. But you know what? Right now, we've got to take a quick pause at our party. Ya estoy otra vez. Because we have to go to publicidad. No, no vale de cambiar de idiomas. But we'll be back in 2 minutes, guys. We've got so much more show with no name still to come. We're going to laugh. We're going to play. We're going to sing. We're going to learn all that. And much more in the second part of today's show. So stick around.
Atención, tenemos muy buenas noticias para ti. Ahora nuestro EMIP, el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, también lo podrás realizar a mediodía, de lunes a viernes de 2 a 4 de la tarde. Aprovechate, llama al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Nuestro EMIP, ahora también a mediodía.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to this, the second part of today's show with No Name. We've got a lot of different sections up ahead. Let's start off with a section where we listen to famous people speaking, and we got to break down, analizar what they're saying. It's called Say What? Say What? What? All right, amigos. It's the Say What soundbite, and I hope you enjoy this section as much as I do. I mean, seriously, I really enjoy this section because I feel like this is one of the sections on the show where I really get to hear from you guys. Donde realmente puedo oír, you know, cómo habláis inglés, al menos en mi cabeza. So take this seriously. Tómalo en serio. You know, estamos jugando siempre, pero... And look at this as an opportunity to say, Alberto, yo diría que tal, 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 tal. Y ver cómo te expresas en inglés. The goal, clear, concise. I mean, no te quieres enrollar, pero quieres ser claro. Say a lot in a little. That's the goal, okay? ¿Y cómo se hace eso? Pues si usas, mira, en una frase te puedo decir muchas cosas de mí. So, I'm an American-born, Italian-American-blooded male from... Bueno, ahí ya te he dicho. Te he dicho, I told you my parents, my mother's lineage, my father's lineage, where I'm from, all in one sentence. Pero a lo mejor hasta te puedo decir, a father, instead of male, en vez de male, macho, o en vez de hembra, I could say father. Y ahí te acabo de dar más información. So that's what I mean. See how you can say a lot with a little. Okay, and remember, I'm interested too, because of the nature of this section, I'm interested in the accent too. I do not want to know who it is until you tell me everything they're saying. What I want you to do now is listen carefully, write down as much as you can, and then I want some feedback. I want your observations. What did you hear? Without telling me who it is. Use full sentences, because that's kind of the only thing that I demand, que exijo de vosotros. So here we go. It's the Say What soundbite for the first time.
He said, oh, no, you won't like it. you know, it's high class, that. It's very high class, highbrow. And that kind of way, I always used to think of it. I used to think, well, you know, that's very clever, all that stuff. And it isn't, you know, it's just exactly what's going on in pop at the moment. Pop music is the classical music of now.
All right. Whoa, there's the guy, Saved by the Bell. We gotta go. No, imagínate. Okay, it's time for gym class. Toca ir al gimnasio. Excuse me. Okay, so I'm gonna play that for you right now again. But as I said, I'd love to hear what you heard. So here it is. It's the Say What soundbite for the second time.
He said, oh, no, you won't like it. You know, it's high class, that. It's very high class, highbrow. And that kind of way, I always used to think of it. I used to think, well, you know, that's very clever, all that stuff. And it isn't, you know, it's just exactly what's going on in pop at the moment. Pop music is the classical music of now.
Ah, no bell this time. Okay, so, my amigos, I played it twice. I think it's, I mean, easy to comprehend, to understand. It's, the accent's tough as far as I'm concerned. Again, it depends on what part of the world you're from. If you ask a Scottish person if they're easy to understand, they'll say yes. If you ask me if a Scottish person is easy to understand, I'll say fuck no. Okay, no quiero ser vulgar, pero es que ni de coña, hell no, or fuck no. Sorry, my bad, guys. I'm trying not to be vulgar because I have a little daughter. But sometimes it comes out. It's hard to change old habits. We say old habits die hard. O uno de mis favoritos que tiene que ver con este concepto is you can't teach an old dog new tricks. No sé si tenéis algo parecido, pero es un proverbio, me encanta. No puedes enseñar a un viejo perro nuevos trucos, ¿no? Como que ya está como, ya es como es, no va, you know, think about getting your grandfather an iPhone. He's like, whoa, that thing scares me. Get that away from me. I'm going to get cancer from the radiation. So, see what I mean? So, let's see what you guys have to say. Kubla says, it sounds like a British man. Okay. I would have to agree with that. Claiming pop music to be the classical music of now. Kubla, short and sweet. Great job. Lemura says, I heard a guy speaking. Correct. He's giving his opinion regarding pop music. Correct. Which he considers is the classical music nowadays. Perfect, Lemura. Perfect. If perfection exists, it's that post. Born to Iron Man says, El que nace lechón muere cochino. I didn't know that one. Well, we say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Marta says, I would say it is a British young man speaking about music and its lyrics. He says that pop music is the nowadays, is the, mejor, Marta, is the classical music of nowadays. Okay? Or is nowadays classical music, pero entonces es apóstrofe ese. So I would say it the way, the original way I said, right? Is the classical music of nowadays. Pero bien, estamos practicando este de hoy en día. Nowadays, hoy en día. Let's see. J.M. Hermosilla says he's a Brit man. I think Brit is con una T, si no me equivoco, J.M. Hermosilla. So he's a Brit man. He's a Brit. Should I say it in a British accent? He's a Brit talking about pop music and that's just the classical music now. Okay, great. Debbie says, you can tell the man is speaking about pop music. I can't pinpoint the accent. All right, pinpoint. Buena palabra, te falta el punto ahí final, pero como has usado un palabrón, Debbie, we're going to give it to you. Exactar, to pinpoint, ¿no? Saber exactamente dónde has. Ubicar, maybe. Sarah, hello, Sarah. She says, it sounds like a British guy talking about how pop is nowadays classical music. That works, con el apóstrofe ahí, right? Born to Iron Man says, a leopard never changes its spots. That's right. It's another one that's similar to, like, como eres, y más cuando, ya eres mayor, el de you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Leonardo, let's see, he's one of our... I'm going to call you Leonardo Shakespeare. Wow, imagínate tener ese nombre, Leonardo Shakespeare. Leonardo en sí es un nombre fuerte, let's be honest. I think so, at least, right? And then if you add Shakespeare because you're a wonderful writer, well, buddy... He says, I think it is an old interview. Good. I like to hear that, too, if you guys know what generation it's from. Or I love that. Good. Because that has to do with the vocabulary used as well, right? If you hear something from the 50s, sometimes it sounds a little bit forced like this, you know? So I think it is an old interview. And on it, an English musician defends that current pop music is the classical music nowadays. Okay, good. Nata says, a man is speaking about pop music. So he claims that pop music is classic music. Now be careful. Classical is Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky, lo acabo de decir, me lo inventé. Mozart, the classics, Bach, right? So that is classical music. Be careful with that one. Like classic rock is rock de los 60, 70, you know, that classic rock. Classical music is Mozart and that kind of stuff, okay? Just be careful. They're a little bit different. So, guys, fantastic observations. We're going to give it up for you, you guys. I love it. Hey, I love it when you guys do it. When you don't take shortcuts... That's the way to do it, guys. That's the way you do it. Your money for nothing and your chicks for free. I want my MTV. All right, I'll stop singing because it's time for our spelling bee. I'm going to spell six names right now. So if these are people's names, they're capitalized. I want commas separating them because if not, I have to figure out where the spaces are. So I'm going to spell six names. And I want you guys to tell me who they are and what they have in common. I'm going to repeat this list twice, as I always do here on the show. Okay, here we go. You ready? All right, this is for my super students. I'm going to fly through this, okay? Well, the only reason I fly through this is because you set the pace. Vosotros marcáis el ritmo. If you're getting it, I'm going to go faster and faster. That's my job. I got to challenge you. So those of you who say, Alberto, you go too fast, thank your fellow students. They're too damn good. Lo hacen demasiado bien. Here we go, guys. Here's the list. The first name is D-A-N space A-Y-K-R-O-Y-D. Okay? I think that's spelt wrong. Wait. I don't like the way that's spelt. No, vamos a quedarnos así porque I didn't look it up and I think that's the way it's spelled. Okay? The next one is, así lo voy a deletrear lo mismo en la segunda ronda para no, okay, aunque sea así o no, pero luego lo vemos. Okay? Next name, T-I-M space B-U-R-T-O-N. The next name is D-A-R-Y-L space H-A-N-N-A-H. The next name is A-N-T-H-O-N-Y space H-O-P-K-I-N-S. The next one is S-A-T-O-S-H-I space T-A-J-I-R-I. And the last name is A-D-A-M space Y-O-U-N-G. Whoa. Wow. Voy a ver si cómo se deletrea este nombre que hemos dicho aquí. Because I think it's wrong. But again, we'll correct it after. I'd rather just, instead of repeating it, we'll write it wrong. And then we will correct it. Oh, no. It's right. It's right. Está bien. I just didn't know it was spelt that way. Interesting. So it's right. Just wanted to check it. Let's take a look over here. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we have got ourselves some winners over here. I am just unbelievable. Guys, seriously, hats off. Aunque tengo el pelo hecho polvo, I've got bed head. I'm going to take my hat off. I only have one to you guys. And I'm talking about Born to Iron Man, Kubla, J-Ster, J.M. Hermosilla. Unfreaking unbelievable. Seriously, guys, give it up for your classmates. What a tremendous job. I did not go slow or even at a normal speed. I went fast. But right now, I'm going to repeat these names at a more normal pace. Okay? So here we go, my amigos. The first one, and check, because those of you who, I assumed that you guys got them all right. I didn't check them. Why? Because, well, there was four or five of you, and if I check them all, we won't move on. So self-check, si ya habéis participado, see if you made some mistakes, and of course, correct them. And if you didn't get it, I'm going to slow down to a more human pace. Un ritmo humano. The first name is D-A-N space A-Y-K-R-O-Y-D. The next name is T-I-M space B-U-R-T-O-N. The next one is D-A-R-Y-L space H-A-N-N-A-H. Okay? The next one is A-N-T-H-O-N-Y space H-O-P-K-I-N-S. The next one is S-A-T-O-S-H-I space T-A-J-I-R-E. Yo creo que esa es la más difícil, ¿eh? Mucha I, mucha J. Son, yo sé las que son más difíciles en general de experiencia para mis alumnos. And the last one is A-D-A-M space Y-O-U-N-G. Okay, guys? Let's take a look. Let's see if you guys got it. I think Kubla, you said what they all have in common. They are all famous people with Asperger syndrome. That's right. Nosotros lo ponemos con el apóstrofe Asperger's syndrome. And we also know it as autism, right? That's another way that we've said it. And it's said to affect, I have a figure here, one in every 59 people. I had no idea it was that common, to be honest. And here, well, we're looking at famous people who are, now there's a spectrum, as you know, just like with everything, you know, you have more or less of it. Sometimes it depends on your age, the phases of your life, and things like this. But what this proves is people with Asperger's, well, they can go on to live very productive lives. Look at these people that we're going to look at today. So today is the day for Autistic Pride. It's called Autistic Pride Day. And most of us, when we think of autism, we think of Rain Man. But it's not that simple. That was a portrayal. Probably, I would guarantee, some people you know, close to you, around you, that maybe you don't even, you're not conscious of it, suffer from some sort of this, as I said, mild, leve, or then there are people who it really affects their lives and they can't lead normal lives. So a lot of different factors, but it's a day I figured we could take a look at people who beat the odds. Toma la expresión. To beat the odds, vencer a las apuestas, las probabilidades, ir en contra de la, tentar la probabilidad, right? And that's what these people did. The first one is Dan Aykroyd. Now, yo le hubiese escrito sin la primera Y ahí, pero Dan Aykroyd, you guys know him, the Blues Brothers, Ghostbusters, I mean, the one and only Saturday Night Live, I mean, this guy's a legend in Hollywood and music because of the Blues Brothers. And he's a legend, a living legend. And he was expelled from two different schools. And you know why? Because they thought he was stupid. He wasn't learning. And the teacher said, we can't have him here. And then he was diagnosed with mild, otra vez leve, Asperger's syndrome. And well, of course, like everything, when you diagnose it, when you're conscious of it, when you're aware of it, you can treat it. You can take measures, you know, depending again on everybody's situation. But the first, we say in English, knowing is half the battle. Now, I would love to go back and talk to those teachers and say, why didn't you try and understand? Why didn't you, you know, I don't know, maybe science, technology, we didn't know, because he's like 60, he's like 70 years old. He's an old, so, you know, when he went to school, it was almost the dark ages, but I think now people are conscious of that, and they realize that you can't treat all children the same. You can't treat all people. Not everybody's in an umbrella. You're not good at math. Well, we're going to send you into remedial. Okay, well, you know, it shouldn't be a punishment. We shouldn't punish people for not excelling in some things and excelling in other things. So that's something that's always questioned in the educational system. And some people say that the educational system has to be flipped upside down. La tenemos que dar la vuelta. Again, these are not my opinions. I'm sharing different opinions, and I have my own opinions. We can talk about those one day if you'd like. But, you know, just think of this. I think I mentioned this on another show, but I heard it the other day on a podcast. And the schools, at least in the United States, were designed like factories, with the bells, with the, you know, walking in line, you know, even the design, the architecture was like factories. Why? Oh, we had a lot of factories. This is when we didn't send all our manufacturing to China. This is when the United States manufactured things. So some people are saying that the educational system was training robot. Well, think of Pink Floyd. We don't need no education. So it's that constant battle. And the educational system, they neglected him. Two schools said, get out of here. Not, let's see how we can help you. Because we know that you can learn, and we know you're a special person too. You're just having difficulty. And if we can find out what it is, we can help you and not ostracize you. The next one is Tim Burton. Now, obviously, you just look at Tim Burton, you're like, okay, if he doesn't have Asperger's, he's got something else. But the guy, I mean, the guy's an interesting looking guy. He was fired from Disney, by the way. He was an animator at Disney. They fired him from being too dark. Yeah. And now, well, that's his, as I said, his signature. And yeah, he's a guy. He hasn't confirmed where he is on the autism spectrum, but I'm willing to say that he's pretty high up on the list. You can just see that he sees the world in a different way. I mean, when you see a Tim Burton movie, or, you know, something, a cartoon Tim Burton, you're seeing a different view of the world, and you're seeing it through his eyes. And it's an interesting view, isn't it? Obviously, he's a very successful director. The next one, I had no idea either. Daryl Hannah from Splash. She made a splash. Causó revuelo? Revelo? How do you say that? Wow. She caused a splash. She made a splash in the movie Splash. Okay, bad joke. Daryl Hannah, of course, the lovely mermaid, La Sirena, named Madison. ¿Te acuerdas? Le dijo Tom Hanks, ¿cómo quieres que te llamen? Miró él. She said, Madison. And he's like, thank God we weren't on 7th Avenue. You know what I mean? What do you want to be called? 8th Avenue. Daryl Hannah. Excuse me. Revuelo, thank you very much. Yes, a veces, sabes, te suena. Por eso digo, si estás expuesto, lo vas a tener. Tarde o temprano, vas, you know. I remember one of my biggest mistakes was I always mixed up flota and flauta. And you know that game Battleship. I said one day on the show, like, me encantaba ese juego de joven, hundir la flauta. And I got a lot of messages. Everybody was like, ooh, Alberto, one second. Hold on. Como decimos, hold the phone. Hold your horses. We're going to make a little adjustment. Un ajuste ahí, because it's a little bit off there. Let's see. Lemura, I wanted to read this comment especially. I'm sorry to say that it still happens. I don't doubt it. That's why I said I don't want to share my opinion, because it's not a good one about, I'm not saying the whole educational system, because we're generalizing, but I don't feel like this is a problem that we have overcome yet completely. We're getting better. She says, I'm sorry to say that it still happens. If you have a kid with special needs, you have to struggle to get to know what's going on. Yeah, they kind of leave it in your hands. They're like, well, it's your kid. You figure it out. You know what? And it's like, well, no, you're supposed to care about the kids. You're not supposed to just care about your fucking, excuse me, paycheck. Tu nomina. And if that's what you're here for, go do something else where you don't have to care about people. But your job, you better care about people. And if you're not caring about people and you work in the educational system, get, or in the medical system, get out. Seriously. Go find a job doing, you know, sitting in front of a computer. You don't have to deal with people. In fact, more and more jobs are isolating people from people. So you know, if you're not a people person, me encanta este adjetivo. A people person is una persona que le gusta estar con gente. The next person is Sir Anthony Hopkins. That's right. The famous actor, award-winning, Oscar-winning actor. Anthony Hopkins and Hannibal Lecter, you guys know him. And he said that, you know, throughout his life, he's struggled. And a lot of these, what I've noticed is a lot of these people don't talk about where they are on the spectrum. They just try and, you know, say, okay, well, I'm going to deal with what I have, the whatever symptoms, whatever limitations I might have. And Anthony Hopkins said, and I quote, I'll try to do it in his British accent, I don't go to parties, I don't have many friends, but I do like people. Look at that. That's Anthony Hopkins, famous actor. Anybody would love to hang out with him, but he doesn't feel comfortable in social situations. And that's part of a mild case there. But he says, I don't go to parties, I don't have many friends, pero me gusta la gente, de veras, me gusta la gente. So it's sad, too, because it's something that can hold you back. The next one is Satoshi Tajiri. Satoshi Tajiri. And you're like, who the bird is Tash? It's Satoshi Tajiri. Well, you know Pokemon? Yeah. Oh, he's the creator. Yeah, that guy, you know, the genius who created Pokemon. You know? Yeah, well, he has confirmed on several occasions that he has Asperger's syndrome. And again, what I've noticed, he doesn't like to talk about it in public. So this is something that we're learning here. A lot of people who have or suffer from, padecen de this, they don't want to talk about it. They just want to live their lives. And that's understandable. You have to respect that as well. And last but not least, Adam Young. And if you don't know who Adam Young is, he's a very successful singer-songwriter behind the group Owl City. ¿Os gusta este grupo? No sé si lo conocéis. Owl City. And he says, you know, aside from some of the usual afflictions, he suffers from insomnia. With their famous song, one of their most famous song, Fireflies, is about insomnia. And so he's taken that and turned, you know, his problem into his music. And I think that is awesome. But it's crazy. Think about that. He says, these are his own words, I am an extreme introvert. This is a guy who gets on stage at festivals in front of 500,000 people. Okay, escucha. I'm an extreme introvert, and I've spent most of my high school years alone without friends. So I guess a lot of these people, too, they feel isolated. Since they feel different or that they see things differently, they don't feel accepted. So, well, just to let you know, these guys didn't let it get in their way. And against all odds, contra todo pronóstico, they made it happen. And guys, you know what I just realized? We've got to go, I can't believe it, to our second commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Si aún andas con dudas, llámanos. Conoce tu nivel de inglés. 911-33-5833. ¿Estás preparado para el máster en inglés profesional? Llámanos y conoce tu nivel. 911-33-5833.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Hoy en día muchos piensan que con las nuevas tecnologías ya no va a hacer falta encargar traducciones profesionales. Pues yo creo que no. Yo sigo viendo barbaridades por ahí cuando se intenta traducir con máquinas. Encontré hace poco que el Centro Botín, es decir, de la Fundación Botín, creo, es traducida como Loot Center, o sea, centro de saqueo. ¿Botín? ¿Saqueo? Bueno, pero yo creo que no. El casco antiguo de una famosa ciudad española se traducía como Historic Helmet. ¿Casco? ¿También se puede decir yelmo histórico, como dice la máquina? Helmet, yelmo, casco, ¿qué más da? Hasta en los restaurantes de más prestigio se pueden encontrar joyas gracias a la tecnología traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito. Muy hermosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. Habitas con jamón. Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. O sea, violación al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Esto es